He was boys basketball.
And girls.
Boys and girls, but for Williston High?
Yeah, but see, he won 57 games as a girls basketball coach. He came to defeat him in the bottom.
Which went on a long run.
Yeah. Well, long run.
Cool. All right. Good afternoon. It's 1:30 PM, October 28, 2009. This is the North Dakota Public Service Commission meeting for the purpose of an informal hearing on case number P09686. Which is a AT&T Communications Bismarck Rate Center numbering resources case. This is Kevin Kramer along with Commissioners Tony Clark and Brian Kalk and staff member Patrick Fawn. Okay. Maybe the folks on the line could identify themselves for us. How many people are on?
Just one.
Just one. Okay. Who's on the phone?
This is Dale Morgenstern with AT&T.
Thank you. With that, any opening comments, Brian?
No, just good afternoon.
Welcome. And we do have a staff memorandum in front of us. Pat, maybe you want to describe it for us?
I guess if you would like, we could ask AT&T for just a little summary of their request and why it's important. And
that'd be fine. Go ahead to AT&T. Yeah.
We are the recipient of a request from Investment Centers of America, which is a subsidiary of Jackson National Life Insurance Company, and they are asking only for 40 numbers for their new service. Unfortunately, with the restrictions that they have about not being able to use a 2, 4, or 9 block, AT&T does not have numbers in inventory that would satisfy their request. Therefore, we resorted to the safety valve process. Given we already do own 2 blocks in this rate center, we are willing to, when we get the new block, to return it to the pool, given it will still be less than 10% contaminated. And that will enable us to serve the customer and not further diminish your pool.
Sure.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So explain that they... For some sort of internal company purpose, they don't wish to have a 2, 3, or 9 block? Is that right?
Well, yes. A lot of the locations create an internal dialing plan amongst various locations. And when they do so at the line level, they don't like to duplicate the line numbers. So the new 40 numbers they get should not be in a 2, 3, or 9 block.
So is that because... I mean, they're with AT&T and all across the country, and when they internally dial, they can just dial like a 1+4 number, and
yes.
it hits the, I suppose, like a VOIP network or something?
Right.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, that makes sense. And any other questions, Brian?
No, the whole question that you think you already answered is if you'd be willing to return some numbers
right.
back. That was the big question that I had, but I believe you answered that.
Yeah.
I guess this is Pat Fawn. If we could have just a little bit more, tell us just a little bit more about the returning the numbers, because, you know, I always thought that you could return a block of numbers if you had 1,000 of them, but I didn't realize you could return a block if there was less than 1,000.
We're only asking for 1,000 numbers, okay? You have to ask for numbers in chunks of 1,000,
mm-hmm.
okay? But since my customer only needs 40, that would leave 960 in the block. The North American Numbering Plan pooling guidelines say that you can donate to the pool if a block is less than 10% contaminated. So a block that have 900 numbers in it, and it could still be sitting in the pool. So I will have one in the pool, which will be less than 10% contaminated, and another carrier can use that block if, say, they needed 80 numbers or 200 numbers.
Sure.
Okay, excellent.
Well, learn something new every day, huh?
Yeah, that is good.
Okay.
Also,
could you tell the commission of the time frame you're working with here as far as the customer's needs?
Right. We get the block from... As soon as the commission approves the block, we then have to submit additional paperwork to NuStar. You have to submit your waiver to NuStar, and when those two pieces of paper meet, they will approve the assignment. We then have to give it an effective date at least 30 days out, and then we do testing. We do 911 testing, and we do number testing. So the customer will be able to use these numbers in approximately 60 days after your approval, and they will have 180 days from then to activate the numbers, or they must be returned to us, and then we would return them to you if they don't get used.
The next commission meeting, regular meeting, is a couple of weeks from now. Is that, and that's when they would adopt the order concerning this issue. Is that time frame okay?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't promise them anything, but most commissions approve in 30 days or less. And this was submitted to you. I forgot the date, but I can look it up quickly.
It's like October 19th,
we received it.
Okay.
We just happened to have a meeting today. If this would have had 2 days, I mean, that's why it's not like we're normally 2 weeks out.
Oh. Well, anything you could do to give us a preliminary waiver, you know, now rather than waiting till November 19th, and then we're up against three holidays, which delays our testing, and then delays the customer, and then they'll tell you it delays their revenue stream.
Well, it's not a problem. It's just a matter of we need to know if we need to schedule a special meeting, which isn't a huge deal, but we just need to know if the regular time frame was.
And the next meeting is November.
Well, it's 2 weeks from today.
Two weeks
from tomorrow. We have one.
Might
where there's
be 2 weeks from tomorrow. But at any rate, if it's urgent, and this is obviously easy, it appears that all three commissioners agree with granting the waiver. I don't know. Can we notice a meeting for later this afternoon? Just take care of it.
Pat, do you have a paperwork issue, though, that you need to?
No, I actually am ready.
Okay. We just can't vote at a meeting like this. We have open meeting notice requirements that legally we have to post before we can actually vote.
I understand. And just for a point of reference, the customer's letter of intent is dated September 22nd.
Sure.
And it's not that there was any delay on our part, but we do have to do some checks and balances before we even go to a commission.
Sure.
So they're probably kind of, their LOI's dated 9/22. They're probably looking for these numbers probably since early September.
Sure.
So I don't want to break any rules, but anything you can do to accelerate it is appreciated.
Sure.
3 o'clock today works for me.
Brian, is that working?
3:30.
Yeah, that's fine. Today.
3?
So we can get that notice out and do it at 3 o'clock, Pat?
It's an order. I just need to fix a few things.
Dale, I do have, this is Brian. I do have one question again. So we give you 1,000 numbers and then you give back those 1,000 minus the 40 you pull out. How does that get sorted out just for discussion about the 40 that you take, if you will?
Where does that get what?
How do you figure out which 40 of those numbers do you take out of that 1,000 block? Do you just pick a beginning number and go 40, or how do you do that?
I will, because they didn't give me any requirements.
Yeah, usually they would request a block in a certain, you know, sequence, but they didn't in this case, evidently.
Okay.
No, they did tell us on their LOI what they could not use.
Right.
So, you know, since we don't have any guidelines, we may just pick the first 40.
Okay, no, that's fine. Just a question.
That's good. Yeah, usually they specify. Usually, in fact, that is oftentimes what drives this kind of a request, is a certain sequence of numbers, or, you know, concurrent. But at any rate, anything else? If not, Ms. Morgenstern, thank you, and we will we'll notice a meeting for 3 o'clock this afternoon when we'll vote on the waiver and grant it, okay?
Okay, and I should hear from Patrick?
You will.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Ms. Morgenstern, that was Rhoda's last name on Tony Tyler Moore. Tony doesn't remember that show because he was sitting on.
I used to come up in school every day.
I got a baby
fan.
And
little Lucy. Just think I could have had an agenda added today, Pat.
So,
yeah.
That's right.
So,
well, Benedict wants Anglican priests to switch.
Well, you saw that they're going to allow whole congregations.
Yeah, just like that.
And they get to keep their hymns, which would have been great for me. Because some of these, you know, modern stuff isn't really up my alley.
She wants the warm and fuzzy.
She's uptight.
We got this organ there at Corpus Christi, and I don't know that it even works. I'm starting to think that it may just be pipes sitting up there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but they do need
lots of piano. Guitars?